Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Poppy Evil. Well, it is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. That makes sense. It's also the ninth day of August, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 83 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of Northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 93 degrees, and man, I mean, it's just smoke. It's like there's a fire out in your yard. It is just freaking disgusting, people. And I mean, there goes your summer that you're supposed to be, you know, you get through the whole miserable ass winter to get to the summer. You get 3 weeks of summer, and then, well, some money's got to be made. So everything has to be on fire and smoking you out. Now, I have some other things. There was a couple I wanted to get to yesterday, and we didn't get into them, but I'm going to get into them. Settlers destroy 2,000-plus Palestinian-owned trees and vines backed by Israeli authorities. No. This is from Teslim, sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from TheTrenchesWorldReport.com. In just over 2 months, from the beginning of May to 7 July 2018, B. Telson documented 10 instances in which settlers destroyed a total of more than 2,000 trees and grapevines and burned down a barley field and bales of hay. In some places, the settlers left behind them graffiti slogans in Hebrew reading, no to farmer terrorism, and on their, you know, they are invaders in their land, but they're the terrorists. That's how it's going to be here, people. Make no mistake. This is what it says. There's not place we won't reach. I mean, there's no place we won't reach, you know, the untouchables. Some of the farmers have already suffered settler violence in recent years. While this high incident of assaults is unusual, the phenomena itself has long since become routine in the West Bank. Settler violence and vandalism takes place with full backing by the Israeli authorities. Sometimes soldiers take part in the assault at other times, you know, when they're being policed. I mean, they're kind of like over here, you know, the keepers of the peace, the legitimate police. They stand by idly. The police make no substantial effort to investigate the incidents. This is what I was talking about the other day, about how it was after the Civil War back in the hills, if you were a Southern person. Nor takes measure to prevent them or stop them in real time. Israel benefits from the repercussions as settlers' violence has gradually dispossessed Palestinians of more and more area in the West Bank. And you know, they burned the crops of the Indians when the Europeans first came here, when they decided they were going to just take it all away from them. I mean, these people had towns and goddamn homes, and they had fields of crops, and well, they burned them or took them. Same techniques. West Bank paving the way for a state takeover of land and resources. This occurs because Palestinians avoid entering areas in which they have been attacked, usually close to settlements. As a result, extensive Palestinian farmland near settlements, they get shoot at them, you know, from 200, like plinking on them, and they're too afraid to stand by their fields, and they must have abandoned that because the bullets were shooting at them. Palestinians avoid entering areas in which they have been attacked, usually close to settlements. As a result, extensive Palestinian farmland near settlements has been vandalized and neglected to such an extent that it yields poor crops, making it not worthwhile for the owners to risk their safety to get there. This process has essentially erected invisible walls through the West Bank, which Palestinians now know crossing will expose them to, well, violence and even danger to their lives, like getting plinked and shot. Now, this leads right into the next story, because we're talking about the West Bank here. Mike Huckabee says he may buy a home in the West Bank settlement. This is from ABC News. It was sent in by Marxist. Excuse me. For discussion, I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Former presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, you know, that good Christian, that good Zionist Christian, Zio-Christian, you know, that Jesus loves, and Jesus loves him because he does good works for in God's name. Everything that Mike Huckabee is doing, remember, this is he's at the hands of God at work right there in front of your eyes, has symbolically taken part in the building of an Israeli settlement in the West Bank. The former governor of Arkansas laid bricks and spread cement Wednesday in a new neighborhood in Ephrat. He says he may one day purchase a holiday home there. Huckabee, whose daughter Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the White House press secretary, says he's sure President Donald Trump would have been pleased to join him because he is a builder and loves to see construction sites on other people's property. The evangelical Christian says, quote, and this is the part we was wanting to get to because we've heard this before. Trump is now building a new world order. You know, I'm not president of the world. He is building that new world order that the rest failed to build through deceit and lies and the stupidity of a handful of the American people. Israel captured the West Bank in the 1967 Mideast War. The Palestinians and much of the international community consider the hundreds of thousands of settlers that now live there to be an obstacle to peace. I'm seeing this. Judeo-Christian Trump coalition. I can see this coming together tighter and tighter every day as I watch. Let me see here. Now that is not the one I wanted to follow that with. Look over here. Be patient with me. Oh, it was this one. And this one's a long one, but we're going to just read enough of it. You know, we've been going on for the days here that, you know, all the truth is being taken from the internet. It's just being fucking removed. It's been our representatives in government took our internet and turned it over to the Red Chinese, the Communist Chinese, and they're now running it to the satisfaction of the corporate oligarchs who are at the point to where they're ready just to go ahead and take us over to the ditch and put a bullet through our head and claim everything that is ours as theirs. New poll, 43% of Republicans, remember you're talking about maximum 43% of 15%, which is half, you know, what the hell are you talking about? 7% is what you're talking about when you start talking about the total population. But you got to watch how the propaganda ministry works, especially when they're having any challenge to anything they're saying removed. You know, had a guy come up, I think Katie made a comment talking about Obama being born in Kenya. And this guy goes, and I see this thing come up, and he goes, the minister of Kenya, whatever, said that he wasn't born there. He didn't come there until he was 27. But you see, there is a video of Michelle Obama when Barack Obama was running to be senator, when he won senator, and says the first Kenyan-born senator, Kenyan-born. She said it, you see. But do you see what they're doing here? Everything we've been telling everybody, we tell the whole truth here. Got documented truth. So what do you do? All that documented truth out there, and the people won't shut up. Remove the documentation. It was stored in. It was on the internet. It was a part of our sites. It was a part of the YouTube. It was every direction. Just like our YouTube video, they took down and showed them at that Pulse nightclub of fags, carrying the fags towards where the shooting was supposed to be. And the stuff from Sandy Hook, just remove all the documents and just say, show me. And this is what the guy says, too. Could you show me the documentation? Well, actually not, because you communists have removed it fucking off. You think we're stupid? And do you think it's going to change a goddamn thing? We know exactly what you're doing and exactly what you are. But a new poll of Republicans, these are good Republicans now. This is part of the Trump coalition. Freedom of the press may be guaranteed in the Constitution, but a plurality of Republicans want to give President Trump the authority to close down certain news outlets, according to a new public opinion survey conducted by Lipos and provided exclusively to the Daily Beast. Now, you think about it. You know, they're talking about Alex Jones, conservative. They're shutting down that conservative view. They're shutting down that conservative view. But what they're really doing is just removing all the documents that prove the truth from, because Alex Jones ain't going to come out. He ain't going to bitch about no documents that, you know, prove that Obama was born in Kenya. He's going to get, all that stuff doesn't, he's a Trumper. He's trying to get, I mean, these guys, I turned him yesterday on the micro effect talking, we got to start getting ready for 2020, guys. These are the patriots, the ones Mark Kornke called patriots. We got to get ready for 2020 because this shit's never going to end because it was never intended that it would end. Only way it ends is if we end it, the people. We the people. We the American nationals who own the fucking joint. That's the only way. The findings present a sobering picture for the Fourth Estate, which respondents showing diminished trust in the media and increased support for punitive measures against its members. They also see that that's what this whole thing was, you know, the lying media. The thing was there was a body of truth. A body of truth. That's why I tell you all the algorithms were written right off of from the trenches. There was a body of truth out there that, I mean, it was all documented truth. It just showed them, goddamn, you can't, I've always off. Please come up and argue with me about this. Show me that I'm wrong somewhere. And now you see what they've done. They've removed all that documentation. Now they're playing this game over on the other side. Trump has the authority to shut any goddamn private operation down. Well, I guess he does in the admiralty if he wants to jump over to being the dictator. You know, because you can be a dictator and you can be president. You can be a president with zero authority. Nothing I can do about the invaders. I promised you I'd get rid of them, all of them, from day one. DACA was going to be signed. Nothing. I'm powerless. I'm freaking powerless. But you come over to this other angle being worked on by both of them, just like the North and the South, like we talked about yesterday, by the goddamn elite, the corporate international elite, the corporate international mafia. And this is something, see, that goddamn internet, you see, they've got to get control of the narrative. So what are we talking about here with this 43% of self-identified Republicans said they believed the president should have the authority to close news outlets engaged in bad behavior. Ooh, bad behavior. Now, what is bad behavior? Oh, that's right. That's open subject matter. Bad behavior is, well, whatever the person who has the authority to shut you down says it is, isn't it? And you know, you can have that due process of admiralty where you go in and they say, shut up, and we're even going to fine you on top of it. What we used to start talking about some old document called the Bill of Rights, or so you're some right to common law and common law courts and stuff. then we'll destroy you. You don't even know what country you're living in. You see, what they've come to the point of is they're telling us straight up, we don't recognize your Bill of Rights. Your Bill of Rights has no bind whatsoever over us. Tell me where I'm wrong again. I mean, this is something I don't got to document. Hell, it's right there in your face, ain't it? And now you have these Republicans that believe, I mean, 43% of self-identified, that's 43% of about 15%. It's not that many people. These same fanatical son of a bitches who are trying, you know, which camp are you going to join? Now that you've seen that this evil guy here on this side, and now the communists would be over there. They're going to take it. They're going to let us speak any communism. And this is the game they're playing. Or they're going to remove the communist view from so people can't see it. And on the other hand, the communists are playing the game. They're over there with Alex. They're removing the conservative view. No, they're not. What's really getting removed here, people? What are you missing when you go looking through the internet? That's right. The documented truth of the treachery. Of the occupation. Those are the documents that are coming up missing as far as I can see. all told, 43%, huh? Engaged in bad behavior. And boy, these aren't stupid people. This isn't an agenda. Bad behavior, Only 36% disagreed with that statement when asked if Trump should close down specific outlets, including CNN, The Washington Post, which any person would say, well, yeah, of course, you know, that's goddamn blatant in-your-face international communist propaganda machine. Of course it shouldn't be there. New York Times, but the Fox News, who is supporting this same fella, who by decree attacked our second article, with the bump stocks thing, and then signed the communist legislation, and he even sat there and told you, well, we're going to take your guns, and then we'll talk about your bill of rights, about your procedural due process. And we all know that he isn't stupid enough, or his handlers aren't stupid enough. That's telling you something. They're what they're trying to get through your head, and you know what I see in all the other broadcasts, man, is this is the thing that they're doing everything that they can fucking do to ignore the fact that it has come to this point to where it's just right fucking there. Bill of Rights is removed. They are not recognizing your Bill of Rights. They're telling you so. Asset forfeiture. They're telling you so. They're telling you it is constitutional for them to take your property without a charge. And it's going on to tell you where it's headed. It's Section 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act. Yes, it's perfectly constitutional for a to be put under military arrest and held indefinitely or executed. It's perfectly constant. Here you can see where we wrote it down. Do you have any other documents? I mean, well, we have tons of documents. I mean, it's been documented to death, the treachery that's going on in this country. But, man, I'm telling you, that's what has to disappear from the Internet. And the Chinese know this. The Chinese know. Yes, sir, we know all documents. Oh, yeah, all documents exist. But can you produce document? Now communists can come in and go, you can't prove that. Well, how come I can't prove it? Well, because as communists, we take all the documents down. Aha, we win, you lose. If we play the game that way, maybe. Republicans were far more likely to take negative news views of the media. And this is what they're calling the media. This is, like I said, that's like that train going by there afar, like something happening on another planet. This is the news media, and you got to keep remembering these son of a bitches all together only make up 25% of the population, at least 75%. They have control through lies, and I mean, just like removing what they've done to the internet. Shit, like Alex Jones. I mean, Alex Jones got it made, and the conservative view ain't going nowhere. I think it's some guy claiming to be a Christian conservative sitting in the White House committing treason on a daily basis, attacking our Bill of Rights, isn't it? You really think it's going away? You really think these guys are going after each other? Or are they pretending to go after each other? Because it all started with the phony news. And then see that what it'll end up to be is all the lies and propaganda they pumped at you. That's the real news, because it is going to be CNN, ADL, all these pricks here are the ones that are going to be deciding what the truth is for you, you see. They'll be deciding what the truth is for you, and anything to the contrary, even if it's documented fact right out of the government records, you ain't going to be able to see that. You're a pissant, you're a coolie. You're nothing. You don't get a look at stuff like that. They already tell you that. You know, there was never supposed to be any such thing as these goddamn private the security they always claim, because they're operating under their phony state of emergency that they can't exist under the ninth article. None of this can exist. We all know it. But this is their excuse. I mean, we don't show them documents. You take Eric Holder in front of the United States Congress, supposed to be the most powerful branch of the government, actually, because it's supposed to be direct representation from the people. They say, Eric Holder, produce these documents. He told them the same thing Cheney told them when they told him to produce the document, goddamn books for Halliburton. Dick Cheney said, he looked right at him and said, fuck you, okay? Fuck you. You got that?
Hey, Andrew.
Yes, sir.
You know, I said, man, that Alex Jones crap, that is none more than a psychological operation.
Exactly.
Man. And these so-called patriots, just think about it, man. If you are getting press from the mainstream media, you don't think this, they lie about everything. I mean, why would they put Alex Jones up there? And I told someone,
exactly.
I said, they start taking out, like, Henry Shively's site, the word from his trenches, start taking off his broadcast, then that's something to worry about. I said, but Alex Jones, he's nothing more than old Zionist shield. That's all that he is. I mean, they're just trying to get this is my opinion. They are trying to get people to go over there. You know what I'm saying? He's the Pied Piper. You know, the guy in the, you know, in the fairy tale that has the whistle and is getting rid of all the rats.
Yeah.
He's the Pied Piper. You know what I'm saying? Because he only tells half truths. You know, he don't never lead you to the source of nothing. Then I said, I mean, then the bottom line is he's a Trumpster, like you said. So if they're trying to get people to go over there, man, this is all just an old psychological operation. When they really start messing around, they'll start taking your stuff now.
Well,
you know, we won't be able to get to you at all.
Dude,
we won't be able to look at your site at all.
But,
and that's how we'll know that it's real.
But do you not understand? But for a hell of a fight, you wouldn't be looking at our stuff, dude. They try, everything has been tried that they can possibly do. This is why they have to come to these new things here with this Alex Jones thing. They have to go to these extremes. What they want rid of is all that from the trenches is it's a goddamn storage of documented truth that people have discussed on a blog. And it is the broadcast. But I mean, the broadcast, oh, you're going to see those go too, buddy. I mean, if they went and they straight did it from the trenches, you know, if they went and just took all the truthful documents out and there was no kind of thing going on. Well, it's Zuckerberg because he's a liberal progressive. And so he is this oligarch, some kind of oligarch that's evidently above the rest of us because he doesn't have to have a vendor's license. You know, I tell you, there ain't enough thing we can do about Zuckerberg removing these truthful documents from the internet. There's nothing we can do about it. You're sitting there and they come into somebody comes into your private business, two fags, and they want to buy a wedding cake. They want you to make two fags doing each other on the wedding cake, and you won't do it. Man, you're a licensed vendor. You're operating in the public, arena. Oh, you're going to make that cake or we'll take your business away from you and we'll destroy you. But Zuckerberg, on the other hand, I mean, they're making no, I mean, think about what they're doing. They come up with him and they're saying, he's taking down the conservative view, right? And then you come back on the other side. Now we got Trump here because they've been playing this phony news thing. You know, they start things. Things didn't pop up. This is a planned operation. Then you got on the other side. Trump's going to take off CNN, and the rest of people ain't going to have no voice. And all you're thinking about is, oh, the Republican conservative voice in the CNN. The people all have a right to a voice, but in the meantime, they just removed the fucking truth. And nobody's even talking about it. That's what's going on here. Oh, it's Democrats against Republicans. See, they got to keep this goddamn Advis bullshit lying. But what Alex Jones used to call the false left-right paradigm, they have to keep it going. This is how they have controlled 75% of the people that they have been stealing fucking blind and murdering for how many years? This is how they have accomplished it. So, I mean, the day will come, I promise you. I guarantee you, like I guaranteed you all the rest of this shit. The day will come when we won't be able to broadcast. They are taking over. What this is a maneuver. And the Chinese, because the Chinese are the ones that are writing the program and doing all this shit, doing all the physical work, because the Chinese have control of the United States internet. The red Chinese. These people turned it over to them. So you think they're really concerned about your free speech? Or the conservative view, or the progressive view. How about the problem is, there's people out there saying, you know what? There are no fucking conservatives. There are no liberals. There are no Democrats. There are no Republicans. What there is there's law or there isn't. And here's the documented proof that there isn't, that the law has been removed and the people have been put into bondage. That's what has to be removed from the, I mean, they'll play games like, oh, they took this thing off and you'll see it. Oh, boy, I guarantee you, you'll get that view because it'll be all over your TV and there'll be lawsuits over it, over something that does it like that train going by. It doesn't have one thing in the world to do with our lives and what's going on and what's happening to us. This will be this big fight. Why we're watching this drama, this production all of the truth documents are being removed from the internet. And the Chinese, they know how to do that. And once all the documentation, you think about it, people. All the articles on From the Trenches, I mean, it is a documentation. I mean, we have, you know, we've kept the files, you know, for all along on a big, a storage unit, you know, and we update it from time to time. But all of that truth, man, it's gone. Every person isn't going to go get their new computer and type up government corruption. You're going to get, CNN calls government corruption taking, President Trump saying he's going to take out the false, what he's calling the false, news, and on the other hand, it's Zuckerberg and Google and these others. Now they're taking down what they consider to be the liberal view, and in all of this, we're supposed to lose the fact that what has actually been taken down, the documented truth of their fucking treachery that cannot be argued. It cannot be argued. You know, all this bullshit with the Supreme Courts and them coming down and making, like, just like that thing with Trump making the decree on the bump stock. Blatantly a violation of the Bill of Rights. He cannot do it. He never had the power. The ninth article said they never had the power to fuck with our rights in any way. And then you got asset forfeiture where they completely removed your procedural due process. Man, this isn't something that one of these great outlets of news would want to talk about. The complete removal of due process of the law guaranteed to the people by the people. And the ninth article stating that no authority under the Constitution could ever exist like that. So what's that leave? An authority outside the Constitution? An international authority? I mean, they do claim that they're over there in places like Helsinki and Davos of Switzerland, and they're sitting around and they're talking about it. They're making laws. I mean, the original Constitution made it pretty goddamn clear how you make a law in the country, didn't they? It goes to only the Congress and the local goddamn municipalities. They had the power to make things and let the people vote on them if they wanted to follow them. And the people always kept in the common law. If they agreed and they wanted to build a street or something, they could do it. But if anybody disagreed, it went straight into the common law. And the people always were the boss. Sorry. Sorry it ain't going to work out for you, but if I can show that as an individual you're taken from me without due process of the law, you can't do it. And this is where we're at. We're at the complete destruction of the Bill of Rights, and everybody else is playing fucking games and trying to distance themselves from what cannot be denied anymore. They can't talk around it. They can't make excuses of why they haven't acted. They can't do anything but just try to talk about other things. Let's talk about garden. Can we talk about garden? The weather. Let's talk about the weather and gardening. Because we sure as hell don't want to talk about this. Because I'm telling you people right now, you go back to the men who won this country for us, and you would tell them that they removed the Bill of Rights yesterday. You ain't shooting at them yet? What the hell are you talking about, the Bill of Rights? It has been completely removed. This federal government thing, it's told us that through a Supreme Court, it will say what our rights are. And right now they've told us that we have no procedural due process. They can come and take our property from us on the side. They can come to our houses and take our property from us and without no charges. And in the first place, they're the government. They can't do it. That's what the guys say. They can't do. They have no such authority. No such authority was ever granted. There was a 10-mile square where they were going to be in case we needed to all get together to protect exactly what they are ripping apart, what they have taken. They would say, "This is treason, you dumbass. Are you people that dumb? I marched to Trenton with a fucking pike, and this is the best you can fucking do? Really? You're going to avoid it?"
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, did you hear about that cop that shot that black gentleman up there in Nashville, that he shot him in the back and then shot him in the head?
That's the story.
And now they say they're going to charge this cop, but I think he's going to get paid with relief, and he's going to get a nice check for his Freemasonry buddies.
I actually have the story here. It's one of the stories I brought up today. Absolutely. That's what we're talking about here. I mean, these people, and it says, talks about their union. And you got some people that some private corporation over here operating in the United States that has a union that has people that have fucking guns on that can come out in here to where our free rights are absolute. This isn't on a corporate parking lot. This isn't like at a Walmart, their little mall cop walking up and down there. This is the United fucking States. My rights are absolute on every square inch of it. And they know this. And they're sending these gangsters because they have no legitimacy. That's why I tell you when they walk up to you, I fucking shoot them. Because this is not coming from me. You are guaranteed in that Bill of Rights. Unless you just say, oh, I guess it's not. But it says it in the Bill of Rights. You are guaranteed the common law process. It tells you that due process. You are guaranteed right down the line. And it's very explicit. And so they tell you, well, see, the cop, he pulls you over and he takes your stuff out of your pocket. You know, they're putting this in articles now. And he takes all your money, and it's up to you to prove that that money didn't have nothing to do with drugs. I know people that's had $100,000 stolen from them like that, going to buy equipment. They're just doing it. And it's an illegal outside force that, I mean, you should be shooting. They're there to kill the Bill of Rights through you. That's how they, how else would you kill something like that, the Bill of Rights? How can you truly destroy the Bill of Rights? You have to destroy the vessel that holds it, and that's us. That's the only way. And I mean, either you're going to allow this shit, or you're not going to allow this shit. Either you're going to acquiesce to being a goddamn Chinese coolie that licks feet, that a cop can walk up and tap you on the shoulder and take your goddamn, he can take your lungs out, whatever they got sold that day, and you can be treated like a human cow, or you can nut up and realize you're the biggest goddamn army to ever exist on this earth and shut these motherfuckers down forthwith. We'll be right back.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay, where you go and what you looking for.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Now tell me again how this country is the land of the free and the home of the brave. You can't really believe that what you see now is the reason so many brave men gave. Teacher used to say we had the Bill of Rights. I think we took our rights and sent us to fill. Well, I don't know about you, my friend, but I think I've had my fill. They've been walking on me for my whole life. I think it's finally time to draw the line. You can tell old John Cougar Mellencamp he can stick his song where the sun don't shine. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Got a checkpoint up the road ahead. Better pull out your ID. And your taxes just went up again. Gotta cough up some more money. Be careful what you're saying when you're on the phone. You never know who might be listening in. They got cameras watching everywhere you go, so they know just where you've been. You know you better think about the books you read, or your name might go on a list. Don't take too many pictures now, or they'll think you're a terrorist. They're watching you every time you turn around, and they don't like what they see. You gotta be fucking kidding me if you think this country's free. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Well, the banks messed up, so they took money from us and gave a $1 zillion bonus. And they didn't give a damn what we had to say. I swear to God, they think they own us. But when they say bend over, you say yes, sir, and then you vote for them again. You're the kind of people who fought our wars. Tell me, how do we ever win? They've been walking on us for far too long. And don't you think it's time to draw the line? Why don't you tell those jerks in Washington to stick their laws where the sun don't shine? My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. They say America, love it or leave it. Well, I loved it, and it left me.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific. Perfect time. That was John Ringworth, My Country, My Ass. And I can see everything the guy's saying in there. I mean, what did he miss something? Graphic video shows cop publicly execute man, shooting him in the back as he ran away. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A disturbing trend. Oh, that's what this is. Seems to be happening among police in America. You know, the police. First place, we're not supposed to have police. There was no provision for police. And not to mention, these are all corporations. These are corporate killers is what they are. They are corporate enforcers for the corporations who think they have removed our Bill of Rights and they can do with this as they please. The latest victim to be publicly executed for running from police is 25-year-old Daniel Hambrick of Nashville. His execution by Officer Andrew Delk, was caught on a graphic video. Hambrick was shot and killed during a traffic stop in North Nashville on July 26. Nashville Mayor David Briley called for the release of the graphic video on Wednesday to ensure that transparency, because we're going to have transparency, make no mistake. We had transparency with Kelly Thomas. We all got to watch them beat that man to death and then just walk. Well, the union and the corporation said it was okay, so hey, no big deal. Transparency of the investigation. We all want to know what happened on the 26th of July. I'll tell you what happened. An illegal outside force came in and deprived this man of his every. They killed the Bill of Rights shot it right through the fucking back. This video will shed some light on those circumstances, but it won't certainly be the last information that our community receives. I'm sure it won't, because you're working on an information thing, aren't you? Both sides. Both those sides are supposed to hate each other, those international communists and that Christian Trump Judeo-Christian coalition, right? On those circumstances. According to police, Hambrick was killed after police stopped a car they believed was seen. So this must have been an anonymous tip or something, that they believed was seen driving erratically. When officers pulled the car over, Hambrick got out and fled on foot, holding what was described as a dark object in his right hand. You know, but it wasn't that many years ago. I'm trying to think. It's like when the police went over from the 38s to the 9mm during that time. You know what the standard used to be in this country, and it wasn't that many years ago? This is the standard my dad lived under, my grandfather lived under, his guy. You know, a peace officer cannot fire his weapon unless fired upon, or unless in pursuit of a fleeing felon that he had a warrant for. Like in a bank robber or something like that. That was the only time. He couldn't just shoot you because you had a gun. But this is what they're trying to get through people's heads. If we even think you have a gun, we can fucking shoot you down. You want to just get away with it. I'm going to tell you how. According to police, Hambrick was killed after police stopped a car and he had it on foot. As the graphic video shows, never once does Hambrick attempt to harm the officer. Delic, this is just like the execution the other day. The guy's just standing there. They pulled out and shot him right in the face because, oh, something over a girl. But see, they're of it. There's a special society out there. There's this 007 corporate can kill you anywhere group out there that, hey, they can't be held accountable for their actions. And I'll tell you why. Holding what was described as a dark object in his hand, as the graphic video shows, never once does Hambrick attempt to harm Officer Dillick. In fact, he only looks back once before continuing to run. When Hambrick rounds a corner, the camera angle shows Dillick pursuing him, and when we look closely at the video, it appears that there is a dark object in his hand. However, it is unclear what the object is. Oh, I'll tell you what it will be after that cop pulls that throwaway gun out of his sock. As the two run past a tree, Dillick opens fire on the fleeing man, and he drops dead on the grass. As WSMV reports, TBI spokesman Josh Devin said investigators believe Hambrick was carrying some kind of dark object, but it's unclear. And what they did is they come there, and it was a fucking cell phone. He's calling somebody, you know, a black object. It was a cell phone, but they had their drop gun. See, they all carry them now because it's Murder Incorporated. It's, I mean, you don't have your drop gun. What are you going out on duty for? You're out there to kill people and get away with it, don't you know? As the two run past a tree, Dillick opens fire, and the fleeing man drops dead on the grass. WSMV reports, TBI spokesman John Devine said investigators believe Hambrick was carrying some kind of dark object, but it is unclear from the video if it was a gun. I mean, no warrant for this guy, nothing, no process for him, and they couldn't. I mean, this guy really couldn't be chasing him because, I mean, he's not working through a common law court, and that man he shot in the back is... Absolutely, he was guaranteed due process to a common law court before any kind of punishment could be put upon him. And maybe he was running because he was a goddamn cop, and God, these cops just been executing people just left and right.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that's what back in '93, Eric Holder said. We just got to brainwash these people to think that guns are bad.
Yep, absolutely, man.
So,
but they're looking a lot better. They're looking a lot better to have one every day. It looks to me like. As the two men run past a tree, Dillick opens fire, fleeing man kills him dead. That's where we create. A gun was found at the scene of the shooting. Listen to this. I mean, this is how bad it is. A gun was found at the scene of the shooting, but it is unclear if it was Hambrick's weapon, according to Devine. I mean, how could you? I mean, what? That's why we need further investigation. The video was so graphic. Maybe it's because the throwaway gun the guy had was nickel plated, and that black object and that nickel plated gun just kind of didn't fit together. You know, maybe there was a cell phone laying there they kicked over into the grass and then picked up later. But his throwaway gun was, goddamn, it was nickel plated. It was shiny. Ain't no way it could be mistaken for a black object in his hand. I mean, please. The video is so graphic that three Metro officers contacted WSMV to let them know that it does not show enough evidence to justify Dillick killing Hambrick. Well, of course it doesn't. Now, we watched Kelly Thomas be beaten to death, handcuffed on the side. Why should this surprise us? The three officers spoke on the condition of anonymity to WSMV and noted that the video does not show Hambrick demonstrating any threat to the officer or to people nearby. Just like the other day, the guy who was who shot the other guy in the face over the girl thing. You don't have to show no aggression. That's why I was trying to tell you guys yesterday. You don't have to do nothing. You can say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You can treat everybody with courtesy, and you can just be the. I mean, you could drive. Set your thing. Be exactly on. On the speed limit, you can jump through every hoop perfectly, and you can roll down, and you can even roll down at their feet, and they'll still kill you, because that's what they're here for. They're here to kill your dumbass. They're here to make you a slave, And right now they're wanting to kill a lot of, get it through the head, like shooting girls in the head and stuff. To get it through your head, man, especially the gun thing. Man, don't you be, I know you have the right to have that gun. We see a gun, we're shooting you. We're a private corporation and we'll kill you. Just like Halliburton going over there to Iraq and Afghanistan, murdering people. Private corporation, same shit here. This is what this is. These are not legitimate peace officers. They cannot be. They were not elected by the people, and the only peace officers there could be would have to be working in the common law court. And as there is no common law courts, none of them can be. They are enemy. God, they're enemy soldiers. Period. They. Well, let's go on. Naturally, the police union. Here we go. Naturally, the police union, who is a part of, who is corporate. You know, and is right in with the district attorney and the court itself, which is corporate, which is a merchant ship in reality by what they have written down on their piece of paper as justification to make you property. Naturally, the police union is already expressing their anger with the release of the video, attacking it as low resolution from a different block, noting that it tells us what we already know. Yeah, that your guy murdered, and you're going to let him, and he's going to walk. And you know why he's going to walk? Because the DA, you see, he's a part of this murder incorporated. He's a part of this. I mean, they're going out. They're just taking. We're at the point now where they're just taking stuff by gunpoint. They want to get people so goddamn scared that they don't even resist at all having their property taken from them. And the DA, boy, he's the leader in the band. He's the head mafioso for the county, or the state. Or the Fed, isn't he? And that would Eric Holder, wasn't he the biggest gun runner? Wasn't he the kingpin? To release it without any narrative or context, cause confusion. I see what you mean. And what you got to do is you got to fix this. And then you can put it on the internet. When people go to read it, it'll say this guy shot at the cop and the cop barely survived. And God bless us for having our heroes. And man, good thing he killed this guy, man. That's all that'll be there. You won't be able to see anything else like what I'm reading you here. We serve, law enforcement and the people we serve, and invites people to draw their own conclusions without any facts. Oh, you mean that watching, when I watched Kelly Thomas, when I seen that son of a bitch put that rubber glove on and tell Kelly Thomas, I'm going to fuck you up. See, I did what the thing was. I wasn't seeing the facts. You see, the Southern Poverty Law Center and CNN and NBC and ABC and Fox, because they're in on the game now. They got their boy up their top, and even old Alex Jones. They're gonna tell you what the facts are. Okay, you don't got to do no thinking. That's what they're telling you here. I mean, you might come up with you might make your own conclusion instead of them telling you the facts, and then you go against the facts. It'd be like, the fact is that the Israelis are murdering the Palestinians. They are dirtbag invaders. They are the slime of the fucking earth. They are parasitic, pedophilic, nasty creatures. But in some countries, if that is not what the facts is, they tell you that the fact is that they're these people you have to worship. They're God's chosen people. And if you go against the facts, that makes you an anti-government terrorist, and they can kill you for that. See, this is to kill the facts, people. That's what all of this is about. Joe Kimberg, the family's attorney, disagrees. Kimberg says the graphic video speaks for itself and shows that Hambrick's death is nothing more short of murder. I'm sure it doesn't. Try to tell me Kelly Thomas was not murdered right before my eyes, or James Boyd up on that mountain, or Marion Curie, or James Garner. Let's just keep, I could say we could rattle off what it was, what was consented to yesterday during the elections, what the good citizens went out there and consented to for the rest of us. This man had everything taken from him. He did, all he did was, you don't run from us. You see, boy, it's like you get that one video of that exterminator guy that they made crawl down that hog. God, if you haven't watched that, this is what they want. They want to tell you to roll over like a dog. Now roll over, now bark. That's it. This is the sadistic control. Now see, their police union, they're going to be talking to the DA, which is a part of this criminal cabal. He cannot be a part of the common law, because he is not a litigant. He can't come in and he can't sign a paper saying, I'm in the name of the state, I'm going after your ass. With the power of the state, I'm going after your ass. And by the way, I control the grand jury. There is no such thing as a common law sheriff putting together a common law jury. The common law jury is gone along with the rest of the common law. Whoever they kill, it's murder. But then they'll say, well, he was following the procedures. He was following his training. And then they may even have a mock trial because this is pretty fucking blatant. They've killed a lot of people like this. They may even have a mock trial where they have their 700 Masons that are related to the police and are all benefiting from the criminal cabal that's operating in that particular county or that state or wherever it is. And they'll pick a jury, and man, that jury just say, yeah, that cop did what he had to do. He's not, and if you would even think about bringing a thing, he has no authority to even to pull that gun on anybody unless they're attacking him personally. He works for a fucking corporation. It's like saying, I'm arming a McDonald employee and telling him that he has the right to fucking shoot people for the corporation. If you ask for mustard, that sign says no mustard. Boom. This is what we're fucking talking about. This is how far gone it is. And for the Bill of Rights to be completely obliterated to the point, and we're looking at it every day, it's staring us right in the face. And let's go talk about gardening. Let's talk about anything but the fact that we must be a pack of fucking cowards, or we couldn't be allowing this to happen, could we? How is it possible? We outnumber them 3,000 to 1, and they're doing this. Tell me what the explanation for that is. Unless it is a concerted effort to keep, because what I've been telling you guys all along is to keep the 75% under control. Alex worked for that purpose for a long time. People bought into his shit as he just went further and further. But all the time, they're trying to, further obliterate the idea of due process of the law. And he's got to go along in little ways here and little ways here, just like going for Trump. I mean, right now, he'll come out there and he'll tell you Trump was sent here by Jesus Christ himself. He'll tell you that knowing the crimes that Trump has committed, openly committed. That is, that decree on the bump stocks, that's a goddamn crime. And he's the chief law enforcement for the United States of America. And he sat there and said, we'll take your guns and then we'll talk about due process. That is blatant, in-your-face insurrection, treason, treason, treason. The Bill of Rights belongs to the people. It's the only goddamn chance we got. And boy, I'll tell you what, it is getting to be dangerous to be the Bill of Rights. To be one of those people that, no, you're not doing it. You're not doing it. You just ain't doing it. But you know, a lot easier if they'll start putting your, your dirty church guys in upper positions in place, and they're offering deals. And man, for people who have talked about taking deals for so many years, I see the deals being taken one after another. We're going to come through. We'll have a, and see what they're trying to do now, because but the communist, I mean, this Antifa communist thing is so fucking pathetic. If the people just stepped up and just had to wipe that out, it wouldn't even be a problem, and they know it. But the fact is they got to keep distorting it this way and distorting it back that way, because they're trying to get those two camps. Because the real danger, just like on the internet, what's the real danger? What are they really after? What did they take down? The truth. The documentation of the truth of the crimes they have committed against not only our people, but humanity, of the international crimes they've committed against other countries. That's what's coming down. Now, the conserve, they're after, I mean, I love that they threw that in. Like the IRS wouldn't give the 501(c)(3) exemptions to the 501(c)(3) exemptions that can't exist. Like all of these police unions are incorporated. That means they are all government officers. The government never had no authority outside that 10-mile limit. And in any authority, local authority, had to be a constable or a sheriff. They had to be elected because they were being elected into the common law court, the people's court. They had to be the people's representative, the people's. Not some government agency. I'm not. And you see these sheriffs these days come out with these stars like generals. You know, I'm a 6-star, 7-star. That one from Nevada, I think he ended up with 8 stars after his false flag run down there. But like they're wearing military insignia, and they're telling you that your Bill of Rights has no hold over them. Your Bill of Rights can't do nothing to us. It can't sway us. Well, yeah, it can. And the problem, like we've said all along, the enforcement, and for how long have we been saying, how do you enforce it? Well, you pull out your fucking gun and you shoot them. That's how. Like any common thieving ass robber or somebody coming to take your life or your property. It's, you're right. They're, I mean, the thing is, these people can't take, this guy's going to get released by the goddamn criminal organization, criminal corporate organization he serves. We'll make sure that he goes somewhere else so he can kill somebody else and never does a day in jail. And there'll be a civil suit. But that guy won't get sued. The guy who did the murdering, he don't even have to face a lawsuit. They'll sue the, you know, it's a corporate thing. Sue, and they've already got their little charts and stuff about what this guy's, they'll give $25,000 because it was a blatant fucking murder. And the guy, well, that it had to be, that was all they could do civilly because the evidence just wasn't there. Just like with Kelly Thomas, you watched him, boom, boom, you watched him do the murder. The evidence, it was like Hillary Clinton. Run over a huge list of crimes, and the fact that it's all documented evidence, espionage, goddamn treason, you name it, and then, but no reasonable prosecutor would convene a grand jury. Well, the state authorities, the authorities never were to have the power to convene a grand jury. That sheriff elected by us, or that constable elected by us. Responsible directly to the people at the ground level in the county. That's why they talk about jurisdiction, where the jurisdictions are, right there where it happened. That sheriff, who's our sheriff, he has to go out in the street and he picks six people for a grand jury, brings them back in. You're serving on grand jury. That's your civic duty. That's how you're consenting to this common law government that you want. That is going to be a peaceful government. You're, hell yes, it's my privilege. I'll be in there in a minute. Thanks, sheriff, whatever, and I'll be there in just a minute, fast as I can get there. And everybody goes in and they do their civic duty. And this, and then the wife of this man, or his family, would fill out those affidavits of murder. They have the evidence right in their fucking hands. How do you think this guy would fare in a common law court? With where the captain of the ship, which is pretending to be a judge, can say, oh, well, we can't allow this evidence in it because it's prejudicial against the police officer. Well, I guess if it showed you killing somebody, that'd be pretty prejudicial. No, this is the way it's being run. This is fucking war. This is, and for those of you, just keep ignoring it. Keep not talking about it. Your Bill of Rights has been removed. They're trying to kill you. Your Bill of Rights has been taken from you. I'd like to see somebody like Mark Kornke go back to talk to that guy that had that pike that we always talk about going to Trenton, that kid with those rags wrapped around his face, and try to tell him that there's some kind of waiting around or something that needs to be done here. We need to wait for better conditions. The guy's starved to death. He's got fucking rags wrapped around his feet. The whole goddamn army's been starving. Oh, no, we need to wait for when the time comes. That's when.
Keep on gardening.
Pardon, sir? And gardening. Oh, yes. Gardening's very important. Gardening. You got to be able to feed your oppressors. Everybody knows that. At any rate, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, don't play into this game. Just go and look at the facts of what's happening. That's what we've always done. Look at what's being removed from the internet. It is the factual documents that, I mean, well, we've always said, what trial? This is prima facie. What they are doing, I mean, you can't claim any other thing. You cannot exist as an authority over me because you're not of a common law court. You're not a common law court officer. So you can't be talking to me. You can, if you're somebody that's suing me, you can have your buddy come over and hand me the papers. But that's as far as that shit goes. That's it. You're done. We go through the courts. That's what the juries are for, and that's what the process is for. Just keep it in mind and keep watching them close as you can because it's coming. And with that, I'll tell you guys that this broadcast was brought to you by Frederick, and that is The Word from the Trenches.